5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No. It is not 9:33 p.m., but if it makes you feel better to believe that, then go right ahead. However, the actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, it is that time again. Time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm very happy about that, kind of. I don't know what to think. The day is turning out weird for me. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm glad you could all join me today so we could drink some of this tea. What's that in that cup? What's that beautiful thing in that cup? Well, it's some kind of tea. What kind of tea is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I need that today. We are drinking Jinjin Mei. Yes, after 3 days of drinking the Ping Shui, I had to switch over to the good Jinjin Mei. There's not a lot left. There's probably maybe only 4 teapots worth of tea left. That's probably like 4 days for me. So we're going crazy. Drinking the good stuff. Jinjin Mei. Oh. Why do I need this? Why am I so desperate for good tea today? Well, the drama continues. Yes, if you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee for the last 2 days, you know that there's been some sort of natural disaster on my street. A water main broke about, 110 yards up the street, 100 meters up the street. And it caused lots and lots of problems. And it caused a lot of erosion, and a big sinkhole formed. An entire intersection collapsed, and I'm walking upstairs now to look out the window. And yeah, there's just a flurry of activity. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pickups of various workers. Then there's a giant backhoe, an electrical truck, a small front loader. There's a couple more giant things up there. I can't even see what they are. Oh my God, drama. There's spray paint markings in my front yard where it looks like they might have to tear something up, especially around the light pole, the street lamp. Maybe they're going to replace that street lamp. I do not know. It's a lot of drama. So much drama. And it's going to get cold, but it's not cold yet. What temperature is it? It is just above freezing. It's probably 0.5 degrees Celsius. It's about 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's going to get cold. Now, this is not the complete and utter source of all my stress and anxiety. Imagine me waking up, a mere 45 minutes ago, put my sweatshirt on and I wander up here into the kitchen. What's the first thing I do every single morning? That's right, make the tea. So I grab the tea water boiling vessel, I bring it over here to the sink, and I crank the hot water on like this. It's pouring into my cereal bowl right now. This is my water right now. Look at this. That's pathetic. That is pathetic. I've got no water pressure. it took about 3 or 4 minutes to wait for enough water to come out of the... Hi. Oh, did you wake up? Are you awake now, baby now, kitty mazipper? Okay, yeah, Pippa has arrived, if nobody realized that. Hi, baby. Okay, you want some water? It's going to take a long time. All right, let's fill up the kitty cup. Pouring the kitty cup water out. This usually takes all of about 8 seconds to fill. Not even that. About 6 seconds. And now it's taking, let's go, 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 5, 1,000, 6, 7, 1,000, 8, 1,000, 9, 1,000. This is taking forever. I've got no water pressure. I've got no water pressure, and this is as full as I'm going to make it because I can't be bothered to stand here. And where did the cat go? Where did you go? Oh, we're so desperate for water. Oh, well, here's my kitty over here, sitting on her bucket, looking at the door. Do you think you're going outside? Kitties aren't going outside. It's too cold for babies, and you don't want to walk in the snow anyway. You hate snow. Snow is water, remember? Oh, and then to make things worse, guess what else happened? So I'm trying to eat my breakfast, and I don't know what happened. I bumped something, something happened, domino effect maybe, and my bottle of maple syrup fell off the counter and onto the floor and got maple syrup splat all over the floor. How am I going to clean that up without any water? Well, I had just barely enough water, and so I got like a tablespoon. Yeah, what's that in metric? 60 milliliters? No, see, that can't be right. 60 milliliters. A bunch of maple syrup got wasted. And I'm angry about it because we don't waste maple syrup. We don't waste tea. Oh. Oh. So I have stressors in my life today. What if I want to take a bath? How am I going to take a bath if it takes the bathtub 6 hours to fill? I should just start filling the bathtub right now. Yeah, and that way, sometime around sunset, I might actually be able to take a bath. Oh, wait. The water's not going to stay hot. Okay, you see the problem I'm having here today? You see, I do not know what to do. Everything is crazy around here, but what else is new? Oh boy, right, so here we are, standing around on, what is today, Monday? Yeah, okay, yeah, so it's Monday. Oh, guess what was on TV last night? Yes. And no, it wasn't Godzilla movies. It was a different movie. Battleship Potemkin was on. Sergei Eisenstein's classic. Such a gem of cinema. And yeah, I watched it because I have to watch it. I even got out my Battleship Potemkin t-shirt and I was wearing that, sitting in front of my TV, watching the classic movie channel. And it was so Potemkin-y and it was great. And I was bothered by one particular scene. And yes, it is during the Odessa Steps sequence. It's the baby carriage. The kid is the wrong way in the baby carriage. Does Eisenstein cross the plane or did he screw up? Is that a continuity error? Because if you watch the movie, it looks like the baby's head is at the handle end of the baby carriage. But then when they sort of show it, then the kid's feet are on that end. But then the baby carriage starts going down the stairs, but and the kid's head pisses me off. Then, of course, right after that, after Odessa Steps is my favorite sequence of all, when the Potemkin opens up on the Odessa Theater with the giant guns. Boom, boom. And then, of course, we get that like 4-second shot. There's that lion, that sleeping marble lion sculpture. And then the first cannonball hits, and then they show the awake cannon, the lion sculpture, and then boom, another one hits, and they show the standing scared lion. It's so awesome. But regardless, I don't want to talk about Battleship Potemkin. Well, actually, I do, but I know you don't want to hear it, because this is not the Film Studies show. This is the Dubious Goals Committee. And one of my recent goals has been messing around doing weird synthesizer stuff. So let's do some more synthesizer stuff. Yeah, let's fade up these bonk-a-donk-a-ny. Okay, we got some lovely bells going. And I think we're going to turn this into a jungle freakout here in just a second. Let's build this up. There we go. There we go. Oh, I don't know what this is about, but I like it. How am I going to bring this back? How am I doing this? That'll work. That is, don't know what I was thinking, other than, you know, maybe there needs to be a soundtrack for the 8-bit Dubious Goals Committee video game. Okay, so you're sitting there with your Atari. I gotta play Atari. You're sitting there playing Atari, and you're hitting the orange button as fast as you can, and you get to the next stage of the Dubious Goals Committee game, and there's a chase scene. You jump into the last of the VHF interceptors, and I don't know, maybe you're being chased by cops. No, that wouldn't be morally correct. Maybe you're being chased by Eurorack enthusiasts. Maybe you're being chased by Fifth Columnists and Kirk Cameron. Either way, you gotta escape, and that's the music that you hear as you are playing Dubious Goals Committee, the video game. And I know what you're all asking right now. Tobe, yes, where can we get copies of this fantastic video game? You mean, where can you get your cartridge for your Atari 2600? Because no, it's not available on Commodore 64. Am I the only person in the world who just doesn't worship Commodore 64s? Is it just me? There's got to be others in the world, right? I don't know. But did these cables just get all tangled up? Yeah, probably. Somebody. Oh, no, not you, fluffy business pants. What are you doing? Oh, God, now we got to do kitty business. No, she's going into the bathroom. Get some kitty poop sounds. Oh, yes. Oh, no, the smell. Well, anyway, I'm going to be scooping some kitty poop out of the cat box here pretty quickly. We haven't heard that on Dubious Goals Committee in a while. That's always a privilege. You're welcome. Yeah, and whereas it's true that there is an interesting aroma beginning to pervade my personal space, meow smells a little bit like kitty poop. That's fine. I will take this smell. I will take this smell over the smell that has been in my house, which has been the smell of essentially sewer gas because of all of the weird stuff going on out in the street and the stuff that they were doing yesterday, making my toilet erupt. Oh, that was unpleasant. I cleaned all that up, and that wasn't all that bad, because it really was just water. There was just water just sort of sprayed out of the toilet, but a lot of sort of sewer gassy smells managed to escape into my house, and that was kind of unpleasant. But, you know, it could be worse. It can always be worse. I'm just glad, you know, I'm just glad it was my toilet exploding and not something like Kirk Cameron showing up to my house.
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What? Look at that crazy mess you made. Kirk Cameron, I should slap you silly.
Hey, look at that crazy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
And it kind of doesn't matter if your house smells like a sewer or not, because 1981, Mom only cares if it shines.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just doing wacky stuff with our synthesizers, 1981, Mom. Ugh, so greasy. Well, that reminds me of something else. I did have one great thing happen to me in the last couple days. I went to the grocery store and I bought hamburger. Yeah! So I had hamburger steak last night, or yesterday, really, after lunch, or after Dubious Goals Committee for lunch. I had Ambaga steaky. Yeah, and I've got in there with some mushrooms and onions too. It was so yummy. But I don't get to eat any meat today. Today is not meat eating day for Tobster. I'm not sure what I'm gonna eat today. I was thinking pasta, because I've been having this weird tomato sauce kick. I guess gotta eat tomato sauce. It's so yummy. But I've been eating a lot of pasta lately, and I'm starting to pay for it. I don't like it. And so maybe today is going to be egg roll. Hell yes, that's what we're doing today. It's going to be egg roll and gingin may day. Oh, pour some more of that. Oh, yummy, 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 yummy tea. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. Huh, all right. Glad I got that figured out. And what's Pippa doing? She's standing over by the fireplace. Are you waving at yourself in the reflection? What are you doing? Is there a bug in there? What the hell's my cat doing? Who knows? What are we doing? Well, I'm drinking this yummy tea. And I'm kind of stalling for time here. Oh, and I just remembered something sort of unrelated. Yeah, last night I wanted to go to the dollar store, and I realized that at about 5:30 local time, p.m., and I thought, oh, I don't want to go out and drive around now because just the traffic will be crappy and I don't want to deal with it, so I decided, I'll just wait until like 7 or so. So at about 7:15, I changed my clothes to go out, and I'm halfway through changing my clothes, and I remember, oh, it's Sunday night, it's probably not open, blah, blah, blah. So maybe I'll go to the dollar store today with a couple of bucks, and maybe I'll look for some stuff, because that's the other thing I've still been thinking about. I'm trying to come up with environmental synthesizer controllers, not MIDI controllers, analog synthesizer controllers. And I've had lots of ideas, but some of my ideas are a little bit too simple. in this way that, how do I put this? All of the things that are easy for me to build or things that I just have laying around my house detect slow changes. And I don't need everything to be slow change detector. I need some fast changing detectors. You know, because if you're making music, you need things to change every once in a while. And you need it to happen once every few seconds or minutes, not once every few hours. Like my solar panel. Yes, I can hook my solar panel up to the synthesizer. But unless a cloud goes in front of the sun, and even that's not going to make a whole hell of a lot of difference. So you'll hear it, yes. But light to dark takes about 6 hours to change. And so we don't want to do all this standing around. So I got to come up with some kind of devices that will flip bits or somehow change or vary over a faster amount of time, like say 1 minute. And I've been thinking I could build stuff, but how do I, you know, I got the interfacing down, that's no problem, but what am I going to actually do? How am I actually going to pull this off? How do you get your shirt so white, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, Mr. Lee, you're so inscrutable. The inscrutability of Mr. Lee's laundry. Oh, speaking of laundries, the other laundromat opened up. What is the deal with new laundromats popping up in my neighborhood? This and big ones, freestanding ones. I better get over to Sid Suds and see what's going on over there. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm talking. Yeah. If this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, you might not be aware of my physical proximity to a very questionable laundromat. Just in a forgotten, half-empty strip mall, it's the only business that's been there for more than a year. And it's been there ever since I moved into this neighborhood some 12 years ago. When I was just 4 years old. And it's open 24 hours a day, and it's one single bay in a tiny strip mall hidden. It's the most shady, questionable, but you drive by there at 3 a.m. on a Tuesday night, and there's a lot of people in there. It's a beautiful thing. What's going on in there? I don't know, and I don't want to know. And speaking of... Speaking of things I don't want to know, what's that sound outside? Sounds like heavy things are being pushed and dragged around, and there's metal sounds and noise and construction, and this is the part that's going to annoy me because I have a confession to make. I do have something for you today. I got something cool. I'm killing time. I don't think we're going to get out of it. There's no escape. There's no escape, Tobe. So, what are we doing? Yeah, we gotta put the symbols in. And I'm thinking about changing the symbols, but that's neither here nor there. So, oh, there's a nice kick. We're gonna get all kicky. We're gonna put this kick in a couple places. And I want some of... There it is. I want some one of these. And blah, 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 blah. And here's the weird part. Now we got to do what, Tobe? Oh, yeah, you got to press and hold this button while pressing that button and that button. And now we press and hold this button while we press this button twice to get it into sync mode. And then we press play and we're in sync mode. Okay, this is great. So, yeah, you're going to get a little bit of music right now. A little bit of very Tobe-like music. Yeah. This is so awesome. What was I even trying to do? Oh, I wanted something that was, I don't know. I was thinking I wanted something that sort of had Latin flavor. So I wanted a certain rhythm. And so I was going to go with Armadillo Toucan Iguana. But then it became more rumba than samba, and I have no intro for this and no outro for this. So this isn't quite a song. I don't know what this is. We're going to analyze it together. And so we just got to jump into it. We just got to hit play, and you just got to sit there and go, Tobe, what in the hell were you thinking? Yeah. Yeah, hear that? Hear those giant trucks driving by? This is what's preventing me from making awesome music. Oh, well, we just got to hit it anyway. In 3, 2, 1. Yeah, so that's what I got. And what is this? I don't even know. Just turning the filter down a little bit. Take it back up. Yeah, isn't that killer? Yeah. Right, so you might be wondering, what exactly kind of music is this? Well, this is very, very, very Tobe music. But does this fit into any other categories? Like any categories that maybe normal people might talk about? I don't know. This could be jazz. It has some jazzy jazz elements. But I'm no music expert, so let's ask Harry Larry. Hey, Harry Larry, did I accidentally make some jazz? I think I made jazz. In case you're wondering, let's fade it up here. I don't know, maybe it's just that organ groove that kind of has me thinking it's a little bit jazzy. And it also has sort of a jazz timbre to it. I want to grab an instrument and play along. I want to jam, okay, to this little jam that I've created, this little jazz rumba love jam. But I don't know what instrument to grab. What would work with this? I don't know. What key is this in? I don't know. I guess I could figure it out, but why bother? Can't we just enjoy it for what it is? Yeah, but what am I gonna do with this? What am I going to do? How am I going to turn this into a full piece of music? How am I going to make this into any kind of song? I have no idea. At some point in time, I'm going to have to record it and probably digitally edit it into something. And I'm not going to do that because I don't want to, because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm going to go eat some food.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.